The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. It's 7:03. The skies are mostly clear. We've got a few clouds. We're at 69 degrees. It's going to be hot today. We're going to get to the upper 90s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, you've either been looking forward to this or dreading this. Tonight's the night. It's been 8 months since the last Cowboys game.
But this evening, the new season kicks off in Philadelphia.
And the boys visit the Super Bowl champion Eagles in game one of the Brian Schottenheimer era.
Schottenheimer's been an NFL assistant for nearly three decades, but this is his first head coaching job at this level. And his first season kicks off with the huge distraction of the Micah Parsons trade.
I had great communication and conversations with Mike all throughout training camp, but at the end of the day, look, this was a unanimous decision, and happy for Mike and his family. Obviously, it's an incredible payday. I'm looking forward to seeing him, like I said, before the game in a couple weeks, and then maybe not so much on the field as we get going to play, but again, excited about this upcoming start of the season.
Shotty tells 105.3 The Fan, we won't know the true impact of the big trade until we see the players the Cowboys select with the two first-round draft picks the Packers sent this way in return for Parsons. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
So kick that can down the road. And the kickoff tonight is at 7:20 on 105.3 The Fan. Looks like fans of the Cowboys have little hope for this year's team.
Some think this team will be okay.
I think they'll do all right, but nothing great.
Nothing in the playoffs?
No, I don't think. Maybe one round.
Yet others think this will be just another year of disappointment.
If we can just get out there and have some wins, then we're going to be lucky.
And everyone I spoke to blames the same guy.
What's the problem with this team?
Jerry Jones.
What's the problem with the team? What's the main issue?
The owner.
This old-timer even has a worse prediction.
If he passes on and you have the kid, you got the same problem.
This woman sums up a lot of Cowboys fans.
I've been rooting for the Cowboys for many years. I'm just like, I'm done of getting my hopes up.
From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric, 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080, KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. The legislature's second special session gavels out in the early morning hours today. Several big-ticket items were left on the table, notably THC in Texas. It remains status quo, meaning most forms of consumable hemp-derived products are still legal. The question now is whether Governor Abbott will call a third special session.
Has the right to continue to call special sessions until literally November of 2026. Will he do that? Probably not.
UT San Antonio Professor John Taylor says if there is a third special session, the governor is likely to put a priority on property tax reform, a bill that would have put limits on how much cities and counties could increase rates fell apart in the House.
We talked about this yesterday. More info now. The Texas Senate has given preliminary approval to rules punishing companies that mail abortion pills to Texas. Now the Senate signs off with its final okay.
Some doctors in other states have been sending mifepristone through the mail to patients in Texas in spite of the state's abortion ban. State Senator Brian Hughes says that needs to stop.
That little unborn baby growing inside her mother's womb is the most helpless, the most innocent, and the most deserving of our protection that a human being can ever be.
His bill will allow people in Texas to sue out-of-state abortion pill providers for up to $100,000. Democratic State Senator Jose Menendez says the bill will have an impact.
There's going to be a Texan woman that will need this drug someday and will not have access to it.
The bill now goes to Governor Abbott for his signature. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Senator John Cornyn, along with a number of Republican colleagues, are praising President Trump's National Guard presence in the nation's capital.
Senator Cornyn showed statistics on how violent crime is reduced under the D.C. crime crackdown, specifically robbery and carjackings.
I'm grateful to President Trump, as well as the new U.S. Attorney, Jeanine Pirro, for their efforts to help make the District of Columbia safe again.
However, it's estimated the cost of the Guard in Washington is about $1 million a day. Many Democrats call this unnecessary. The president is now focused in on Chicago as the next likely place for Guard presence. From the 24-Hour News Center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Epstein survivors join lawmakers on Capitol Hill. They're demanding the Justice Department release all files tied to his crimes. And they're warning that they'll publish their own list of names if the government doesn't act. Texas lawmakers wrap up their special session. They approved $280 million in flood relief and new camp safety rules. Also passed a new congressional map that gives Republicans more seats. The proposed ban on hemp-derived THC product, yeah, that's dead, even though that was the initial reason for why they even called a second special session. Cowboys open their season tonight in Philadelphia. Dak Prescott leads his new-look offense featuring CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, but the defense takes the field without Micah Parsons. The game tonight is at 7:20 p.m. You can catch it on 105.3 The Fan.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You are more likely to drown in your bathtub than to win the Powerball lottery. You're more likely to become an astronaut than to win the Powerball lottery.
Wow, goals.
Yeah. Goals? Drowning in the bathtub.
No, becoming
goal.
An astronaut.
Okay, sure. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
7:23 at News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 23 after 7. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. I do not want to drown in a bathtub.
Thank you.
Okay, a move to keep a Dallas library slated for closure open for another year is moving forward. The Dallas City Council narrowly approved an amendment to keep the Skillman Library open for another year. There's been a lot of discussion to close the library, given its proximity to a much larger library less than 2 miles away. Councilwoman Paula Blackman offered the amendment to keep the library open.
It's a mile as the crow flies, 30-minute walk if you do the Google map, 19-minute if you do Dart, 5 minutes if you drive. You can cross a bridge, but there's no pedestrian walkway.
The budget with the amendment must still be approved for the library to remain alive for another year.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Well, we've got a stock market that is trying to rally again, but once again, we are pointing out just what a rotten indicator the Dow Jones Industrials Average is, because one stock alone is dragging 100 points away from that average, and consequently, the Dow looks down 40, while the NASDAQ looks up 33, and the S&P up 7. The one stock, Salesforce. That stock is plummeting. It's down $17 a share right now. The earnings were good, but the guidance was not, and that's really the problem that we're seeing right now. Fistful of economic news due out today. We've already seen the Challenger job cut report. That was an eye-opener. They were up 39%. And for the first time, they're laying off people in the finance business. Boy, that had been strong. And also, the pharmaceutical industry is laying off. So that's sort of an eye-opener. Then, we've got the ADP employment report just coming out. This is the private sector, not government jobs, but private sector employment. We were looking for modest gains of 75,000. What we had were exceedingly modest gains of only 54,000. Now, we've got jobless claims coming at 7:30 this morning. They're supposed to uptick a little bit, 232,000. But we're beginning to see some anecdotal evidence of a real slowdown in this economy. Maybe the Fed is behind the curve. Yesterday was Conoco announcing they're cutting a quarter of their workforce. That's 3,200 people. That's on top of Chevron, which say they were eliminating 20% of their workforce. Exxon is trying to sell a chemical plant in UK and Belgium to get $1 billion into the coffers. So that industry's not good. But then you look at the economic news that's been coming out. Tuesday, it was six straight months of shrinking manufacturing jobs. And yesterday, the job opening survey fell in July to the lowest level in 10 months. Things really are kind of slowing down out there. The individual stocks out there are driving the Dow, but overall, we're seeing a little light settling out. Crude's down 63 cents today, 63.34. Gold's down $29.60, 36.05.80. And the 10-year rate is dropping to 4.19%. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be down 40, but the NASDAQ up 33 and the S&P up 7. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This news brought to you by the On Time Experts.
Restaurants across Texas are struggling with staffing. And experts say a big cause for the shortage is ICE raids and immigration rhetoric.
I definitely think immigration is playing a part in it. You know, it's both the enforcement actions, but also it's the fear that's penetrating, in many cases, the Hispanic community.
Dr. Emily Williams-Knight, president and CEO of the Texas Restaurant Association, says nearly half of restaurants in our state are dealing with job openings that are hard to fill, and the worker shortage is only getting worse, with immigrants making up roughly 22% of Texas's restaurant workforce, not including undocumented workers, whose numbers are harder to track. The industry is now facing a critical labor challenge. She says real conversations about keeping law-abiding, tax-paying immigrant workers needs to be had in order to keep our economy strong. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Texas representative is trying to tell California, not so fast.
Republican Representative Ronnie Jackson of Texas's 13th is suing to block California's planned redistricting effort, calling the constitutional amendment up for vote in November plainly unconstitutional and retaliatory. He argues California's move could weaken his influence in Congress and jeopardize his committee roles. Jackson filed his suit in his hometown Amarillo, where a judge appointed by President Trump has historically favored conservative litigants. From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.